Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Slight chance of thunderstorms today. Otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun. Daytime high is approaching 77. Winds out of the west, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mainly clear tonight. Lows dip down to about 49. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 52 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Out of the 356 schools across the nation that are recognized every year from the U.S. Department of Education based on their academic performance and success efforts to bridge achievement gaps between different groups of students, four of those schools nationwide have been recognized right here in the state of Kansas. As KSN News reports, the 2024 National Blue Ribbon Schools have officially been announced by the Department of Education. Saying, quote, the National Blue Ribbon Schools Award is a testament to the exceptional achievements of students and educators at each of these schools. The four schools in Kansas include Garfield Elementary in Augusta, USD 402, Harrington Elementary at USD 487, Lincoln Elementary School in Junction City, USD 475, and Sunflower Elementary School in Paola, USD 368. In other news, a dramatic landing for an airplane in Salina, Kansas yesterday afternoon after a JetBlue flight that was headed to California from the city of New York was diverted to Salina after smoke had been detected in the cargo hold area.
Make this a September to remember at the Rusty at Ford Customer Appreciation Sale. Choose from over 400 new Ford vehicles and get $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Double that to $4,000 off any new Ford if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. We have memorable savings of 0% APR for 36 months. Or the 2023 Mach-E 0% APR for 72 months. Or 2023 Ford Escape Plug-in Hybrid 0% APR for 60 months. That's $2,000 off any new Ford on the lot and double that to $4,000 off if you have purchased from Rusty at Ford in the past 5 years. Repeat customers get $4,000 off any new Ford on the lot. Visit Rusty at Ford or RustyAtFord.com today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Escape 1667 per thousand financed. Mach-E 1389 per thousand financed. Offers can't be combined with approved credit. Must finance with Ford Motor Credit. Does not include 2025 models.
Kansas Tourism has announced that agricultural businesses around the state of Kansas could be receiving up to $100,000 in grants to be distributed to different businesses across the state to help promote agritourism. KSNT News reports that the first round of recipients will be receiving the Barn Adoption and Restoration Needs, known as the Barn Grant Program, that was created to help restore and revitalize old barns around the state of Kansas and further efforts to expand the agritourism across the state. In a statement from David Tolan, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce, he says, quote, the Barn Grant is vital to our efforts to foster and support innovation and sustainability in our agriculture communities. These funds not only will help preserve the rich agricultural traditions of Kansas, but also pave the way for new and creative agritourism ventures that will benefit local residents and visitors alike. In other news, an old Cold War missile silo in the state of Kansas has officially been up for auction as it's officially hit the market for a value of $749,000. Mid-America Network News.
As a farm or ranch owner, you've invested heavily in your agribusiness, especially in your livestock. Protecting them from accidents, fires, and other natural disasters is crucial for your farm's success. At Blue Valley Insurance, we recognize the importance of your animals as assets to your livelihood. Visit our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville to explore comprehensive livestock insurance options tailored to your needs. Safeguard your farm's future with Blue Valley Insurance today.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The city of Kimball, Nebraska, says they are excited taking the next step in finishing up their Midas duplex project in the community, saying that different streets will be closed between intersections of 2nd and Washington Street to extend sewer systems along with other utilities up to the new property line of the duplex project. They say the next step was taken after the owners of the duplex, the developer, and the city of Kimball all signed an agreement that the city will take on the project of extending these services, and the developer would be in charge of connecting them to their own property line. In other news, Cheyenne County commissioners in the state of Nebraska have officially held their public hearing as of the end of last week, reviewing their proposed 2024 and 2025 county budget, where the new budget has passed, decreasing their budget by 4%, showing a decrease of property tax requests by 1% overall, and valuations of property in the community going down. The county says their only funds come from the property tax rates, along with the general fund and county fairs.
Have you ever thought about the impact your broadband provider has on our children's educational experience? In today's world, our schools and students rely on broadband internet more than ever for teaching, for interacting, to bring outside expertise into our small schools, and to open up our students' worlds. At Blue Valley Technologies, we believe our students deserve all of the resources in the world, one of the many reasons why we stand behind building robust fiber networks. We wish all the students, families, and educators we serve a successful school year. We are proud to keep you connected.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County commissioners met last week with department heads. The county councilor reported U.S. representatives and senators have introduced legislation to oppose a five-mile corridor proposed for future electric transmission line infrastructure. Marshall County Research and Extension advised Medicare open enrollment is underway. Arlene Wessel has taken a position with Extension through a community health grant through K-State to assist with connecting resources for people and will also be helping with Medicare open enrollment. Extension just returned from the state fair. Marshall County youth performed well with 108 projects entered. The health nurse advised they'll be doing 38 vaccine outreach clinics in October. The annual drive-through flu clinic will be at the Lakeview Sports Complex in Marysville October 2nd from 8 until 6. The health department will be open Saturday, October 26th from 10 to 2 for all services during National Drug Take-It-Back Day. And the health department will be offering flu shots at all polling locations on Election Day. Clerk of a district court advised they have a one-day trial coming up October 15th. Sheriff reported paperwork has been submitted for the second part of a technology upgrade for the jail. Courthouse and the jail are upgrading security cameras. Public Works reported two new employees. They're busy hauling rock, blading roads, replacing tubes, cleaning ditches, and mowing roadsides. The fire alarm system in the courthouse will be replaced this fall. Washington County commissioners heard from the road and bridge supervisor regarding plans to apply again for a Kansas Department of Transportation grant for mill and overlay of the Palmer Blacktop. A previous application was rejected. It was suggested the county match be raised from 20% to 30% to increase chances for award. Public Works is completing shoulder work on the North Washington Blacktop, North B Street and Quivira Road this week. Expect flagging and brief traffic delays as they work north toward the state line. Nemahal County Commissioners tabled approval of the 2025 budget, pending possible cuts after several property owners raised concerns during recent public comment. A proposed $1.8 million increase would be $1.6 million above the revenue neutral rate, which would generate some $8.9 million in revenue, reflecting a $390,000 increase year over year. Gage County supervisors unanimously approved a visitor improvement grant request for the Welsh Heritage and Cultural Center in Wymore in the amount of $25,000 toward a $175,000 fundraising goal for museum expansion. No one was present for comment at a public hearing on the 1 in 6 year highway improvement plan, which was approved as presented, with addition of the Pickerel East project, which was overlooked at submission. A resolution was approved for reinstatement of a special use permit for a pioneer cemetery known as Pleasant Hill in Paddock Township. A resolution was passed setting the 24-25 budget after previous public hearings for the tax rate and proposed budget drew no public comments. Discussion was held regarding the countywide broadband initiative funded through the American Rescue Plan funds. Planning and Zoning will hold three public hearings at their meeting September 24th. An injury accident Saturday afternoon in Jefferson County, southeast Nebraska, resulted in multiple injuries, including a Beatrice woman, 24-year-old Emma Elliott, and a Texas man, 40-year-old Joseph Bennett. The two collided at U.S. 136 and Highway 103 junction northwest of Dillard. Elliott was airlifted to a Lincoln hospital while Bonnet was treated and released to the scene for minor injuries. Homecoming queen at Valley Heights Friday was Ann Turber, and Logan Gray was king. The Mustangs prevailed over Donova West. At Washington County, Natalia Almendarez was queen and Octavian Cardenas king. The Tigers fell to Hanover. River Valley Extension will feature a program on reviewing Medicare Wednesday evening in Hanover. Extension agent Jordan Schutte will cover Medicare changes and options available during the open enrollment period. Those on Medicare approaching retirement age or otherwise interested may attend this free program Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Kloppenburg Center in Hanover. RSVP requested contact the Washington office of River Valley Extension District at 785-325-2121. Another in a series of town hall meetings will be featured by Community Memorial Healthcare regarding the proposed sales tax extension. The meeting will be held at Valley Heights Junior Senior High Wednesday, September 25th, beginning at 6:30 p.m. Bonnie Weitzel, age 87, of Blue Rapids, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Blue Rapids Community Center. Visitation Thursday, noon until 7. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Bonnie Weitzel. Larry K. Wenzel, age 63, of Greenleaf, passed away Friday. Memorial service is planned October 5th at 10 a.m. in the Blue Rapids Gymnasium, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Larry Wenzel. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, turkey tetrazzini, French bread, green beans, and apricots. Tomorrow, chicken cordon bleu, a muffin, tater tots, mixed veggies, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Join United Bank and Trust for a homecoming party this Friday evening at the Marysville High School cafeteria.
Bulldog fans come together for a night of fun with free food, t-shirts, and entertainment beginning at 5. Join me, Max Blasky, as I visit with MHS head coach Tony Trimble for the KNDY Coaches Corner live at 5:20. The MHS cheerleaders cheer the team on to victory as the homecoming king and queen candidates are introduced.
It's all free this Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Marysville High School cafeteria. Brought to you by United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Bulldog football homecoming is Friday from Marysville High School. Let's meet the candidates.
My name is Ashton Schaefer. My parents are Benjamin and Aubrey Schaefer, and I am involved in FFA, FBLA, football, and golf. After high school, my plans are to go to college, but I am undecided on which college. My favorite high school memory is singing on stage to Garrett Haverkamp.
Hello, my name is Aubrey Bearing, and my parents are Brandon and Tracy Bearing. I am involved in tennis, basketball, and track, as well as FFA, FBLA, M-Club, Bio-Club, FCCLA, and NHS. I plan to attend Kansas State University and major in agriculture education. My favorite high school teacher is Nissa Hornung.
Best of luck, Bulldogs, and a salute from these red and black supporters.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Dreaming of a new home? Let Inline Construction make that dream a reality. Custom home builds from foundation to finish with your plans, or they'll help you with design. Build on your lot or take advantage of Marysville's newest subdivision, Hartley Ridge, at 8th Street and Jayhawk Road. Call today and get started with Inline Construction of Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some showers and thunderstorms are possible today, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s throughout the region. Clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Sunshine into Wednesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and mostly clear skies throughout Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. More sunshine throughout the day on Thursday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, then partly cloudy skies over Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. There will be a slight chance for some rain showers throughout the day on Friday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s, and more rain may continue into Friday night, otherwise mostly clear with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Rain showers may linger early on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s, and partly cloudy skies over Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. Still sunny by Sunday with our highs in the upper 70s and mostly clear skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 50s. And still sunny by Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late September 79, record high on this date 95. The average low 54, the record low 31. Sunrise this morning 7:17, sunset this evening at 7:21. It's 54 degrees at sunrise. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of September. KNDY News Time 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Morgan Reed, proud Marysville High School Alumni Association member and 2011 graduate. Our first annual Bulldog Family Reunion is coming up September 27th, and we'd like to invite everyone to come and enjoy the evening. Tailgate-style food and cash bar available. Wind down and reconnect with old friends. Cover charge $5 for alumni and $10 for non-alumni. To RSVP or reserve a table, text or call 785-713-1780. Come have some fun with the first annual Bulldog Family Reunion, September 27th at Venue 36.
I'm Alex Ilbario with a double dose of Monday Night Football to end week three in the NFL. An impressive showing by rookie Washington quarterback Jaden Daniels in Cincinnati. The number two overall pick outdueled his fellow LSU alum Joe Burrow, going 21-23, 254 yards and two touchdowns as the Washington Commanders beat the Bengals 38-33. Daniels, now with a completion percentage above 80% in his first three starts, was asked if he's surprised at the success he's having.
I mean, yeah, yes and no. Yes, because obviously it's something new to me as I continue to train in my rookie year. But also just knowing the aspect, you know, I put in the work, and what's done in the dark will always come to light. So I just know that I'm prepared for these moments week in and week out. I'm just got to go out there and play football and execute.
Commanders now 2-1, will travel to Arizona looking for a third straight win. The Bengals now 0-3, got a strong outing from Burrow, 28 of 38, 324 yards and three touchdowns in the loss. They'll face the Panthers in week four, still looking for their first win. Josh Allen threw four touchdown passes in the first half. The Bills got in the end zone in their first five possessions in a 47-10 rout of the Jacksonville Jaguars in the other Monday night game. Josh Allen on the Bills' first half execution.
We're just trying to go 1-0 each week, and again, I think last week we found it through running the ball, and this week we knew we were going to have to throw it. And again, guys made plays. They played us in a lot of man, and again, we just guys making plays. Our offensive line blocked their tails off, and our defense gave us some good field position. So it was a very complimentary football win tonight, and you love seeing those.
The Bills will look for a 4-0 start when they face the Baltimore Ravens next week on the road. The Jaguars face division rival Houston. The Philadelphia Phillies are the National League East champs for the first time in 13 years. They beat Chicago 6-2 to win the division. Kyle Schwarber, JT Realmuto both went deep in the win. Phillies are a half game back of the Dodgers for the best record in the National League with five games left to play. And the Houston Astros will have to wait one more day to win the AL West. They fell to the Mariners 6-1 on Monday. The Astros' magic number to clinch remains at 2.
Shop Macy's VIP sale starting Thursday. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Check out the new Chevy Silverado trucks at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville, including a 25 model 3500 HD, a 24 model 2500 HD, and a 2400 model Chevy Silverado 1500, and a Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. They're all new and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Stock futures overnight pointed to a higher open today after the S&P closed Monday up nearly a third of a percent. The NASDAQ added 0.14%. The Dow rose 61 points yesterday to score another new record high, 42,125. Boeing is making what it's calling its best and final offer to 33,000 striking machinists. It includes reinstating performance bonuses and better retirement benefits. The union says Boeing's offer has, quote, missed the mark. Denim has seen something of a renaissance, according to retailers American Eagle and Abercrombie & Fitch. Levi Strauss yesterday teased a potential collaboration with Beyoncé, posting an image of a woman on horseback and the caption, "Introducing a new chapter." Motel 6, founded six decades ago in California, has a new owner. It's being purchased by Oyo, a travel company based in India, for $525 million cash. The extended-stay Studio 6 brand was included in the deal. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Good Tuesday morning. On your farm, broadcaster Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. There will be a government shutdown when the new fiscal year starts next Tuesday, but the latest GOB stopgap funding proposal comes up short for farmers. House Speaker Mike Johnson's put forth a three-month bare-bones stopgap continuing budget resolution agreed to by Hill Democrats and President Biden after the defeat of an earlier controversial version. The new bill extends WIC, ag credit insurance, rural housing, and livestock mandatory reporting, but lacks a one-year farm bill extension and has no rumored temporary farm relief. American Farm Bureau's Emily Buckman has this.
There is no additional assistance in their direct support, I should say, for farmers and ranchers. You may have seen that last week AFBF and every state farm bureau joined together to sign and send a letter to Congress urging for an updated farm bill alongside economic disaster assistance for farmers and ranchers.
Temporary farm aid amid falling prices was raised by Kansas Senator Jerry Moran recently and amplified by Senator Chuck Grassley.
I'm glad to hear Moran speaking up on this subject. You've heard me speak up on it. It's to make sure that the 2018 prices for PLC and ARC are updated.
Grassley says Moran's focus reflects six-year-old support levels that are still too low to trigger and don't offset today's much higher input costs. Another Kansan, Roger Marshall, complained back in June of this same matter.
What the Democrats have offered us does not take care of crop insurance. It doesn't take care of reference prices. It has too many guardrails around the conservation programs.
But the new CR, expected to pass swiftly this week, buys more time in a lame duck session to try and settle farm bill differences and do full-year agency spending bills. Much will depend on the outcome of the November elections.
Be a straight shooter. Don't beat around the bush. Just get it done, but do it right. Those words may have echoed through your family over the years. If that's the way you expect someone to work with you to buy, sell, or manage a farm, then give us a call at Homestead Land Company in Beatrice. This is John Zarbaninski. You can be confident when you put your land in the hands of Homestead Land Company in Beatrice. For auctions, listings, and farm management, give us a call or visit us online at homesteadland.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Fishing isn't only in the summer, and K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist reminds people of what they can be doing during the colder months. Joe Gerken explains what fish are active and how it changes through the year.
you know, when we pass Labor Day, it's kind of like the unofficial end to summer. And so I hear a lot of people tell me like, oh, fishing's over for the season. And this is an absolutely fantastic time of year to be out and be fishing. So I just wanted to chat a little bit today about some of the opportunities that still exist, some of the fun fall activities we get to do, and then maybe pique some interest, get excited for the winter season right around the corner.
Gherkin discusses what fish who prefer warmer water do as it cools off and why they might be easier to catch.
So there are, you know, there are different opportunities. And so thinking about some of the warm water fish, so fish like wipers or white bass that we've been catching in shallow habitat, they're going to start as the water temperatures decline over the next month or so. They're going to start moving to some deeper habitats, but they're going to become more aggressive. So it's going to be fun fishing out there going after those aggressive fish. Walleye tend to be, you know, really deep and kind of lazy throughout the summer. That doesn't mean you can't catch them, but they're just not as active maybe as some of the other species. So thinking about these walleye, the cooler water, they're going to be thinking about eating more. They're just going to be more active and more opportunities to go catch some of those cold water fish.
He describes what fishing can be done as ponds are stocked and also what fishers can do when ice forms on ponds.
You know, one of the big seasons that we have is trout season in Kansas. And so sometime around November or December, Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks stock a lot of rainbow trout throughout a lot of different bodies of water in Kansas. And so that provides the opportunity, as long as you have a fishing license and a trout stamp, to go out and catch some of those fish that otherwise you wouldn't be able to see in Kansas because they can't survive the warm water that we see during the summer months. So, you know, ice fishing is another thing, another great thing to look forward to. So we're getting ahead of ourselves a few months here, but it is exciting to think about what opportunities we have now and then think about ice fishing, you know, coming up in the colder months. The biggest thing to think about there is make sure that that ice is safe before you go out on it. And so making sure that it's 4 to 6 inches thick and that it's safe to go out on. And then, you know, it provides a really fun opportunity to go out and a slow fishing technique and just catch some of those fish that you might not otherwise see in that time of year.
That was K-State Fisheries and Aquatics Extension Specialist Joe Gherkin with ways people can spend time around their ponds into the colder months. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 54 degrees this hour. Middle 70s with seasonal highs on tap for today.
This is one of the times of the year for viewing the Milky Way. We have your galactic viewing guide today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, September 24th, the 268th day of the year. Muppets creator Jim Henson and activist Linda McCartney were born on this day, and the Love Boat first set sail on this night in 1977 on ABC. Viewing our Milky Way galaxy on a dark night can be the most awe-inspiring of any sky-watching experience, but certain times of year are better than others. The core of the galaxy appears as a hazy band of light arching from the northeastern to the southwestern horizons. But with a pair of binoculars, the cloud resolves into millions of stars that make up our tiny section of the galaxy. To find ideal dark sky conditions, take a drive to the country on a clear night, as far as you can from the glow of the city lights. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more stargazing advice at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. After the Kansas City's victory over the Atlanta Falcons on Sunday, 22-17, Kansas City goes into week number four, sitting undefeated right now, and another record under the belt of quarterback Patrick Mahomes. As now, after the victory on Sunday, Patrick Mahomes has now won the most amount of games of any quarterback in the NFL for their first 100 starts, having a total of 77 wins in 99 starts total, beating both Tom Brady and Roger Staubach. This past week's game was a big victory because of Mahomes, finishing a total of 26-39 with 217 passing yards, two touchdowns, and only one interception in the game. Kansas City now stays on the road for this upcoming Sunday for another afternoon game as they head to Los Angeles to take on the Chargers. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals are back in action after being off yesterday. They're now starting their road series against the Nationals with first pitch tonight at 5:45. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Up to date with high school football, tune for the Coach's Corner following evening sports at around 5:20. Max Blasky will visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Centralia and Axtell Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights Thursdays, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. Plus, they're available as a podcast on our website, KNDYRadio.com, and our social media. Scores and updates, game nights, too. Listen for the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show on KNDY.
KNDY.